This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will phase out gas-powered lawn equipment and water-wasting landscaping under a new executive order from Governor Polis. The governor wants to cut greenhouse gas emissions with electric lawn mowers and leaf blowers. The order directs state agencies to make plans for water-efficient landscaping at state government buildings. A company that promoted a buy-now, pay-later program has settled with Colorado in a multi-state agreement over misleading consumers. An investigation showed consumers thought they were buying products in installments. In reality, the company Tempo was just leasing them. The company will cancel leases and pay $2 million in the settlement. Consumers will be able to keep the products, and Colorado gets $15,000. A new exhibit at the Arvada Center highlights a traditional embroidery technique from the San Luis Valley known as colcha. KRCC Shauna Lewis has more.
Crafters use the picturesque style to tell stories from their lives, including scenes from farms, labor history, and mountain landscapes from their region. Needlework artist Judy V. Hill lives in Pueblo now. She says she's proud of her craft and thinks more people should do it.
Yeah, I focus on it and I love doing this and it relaxes me and I put all my troubles away.
V. Hill is among the 34 colcha embroidery artists originally from the San Luis Valley, whose work will be on display at the Arvada Center until mid-November. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for rain today and tomorrow, and things getting cooler on Friday. This is CPR News.